Yes, hi, this is Mickey Thomas calling.
Mickey, it's Chaz. How the hell are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. Good to talk to you again. Thanks for taking time.
Sure. No problem.
I don't know if you remember, back in 2018, we had my partner AJ get up on stage with you to sing We Built This City at the Ridgefield Playhouse.
I do remember.
Do you?
Yeah.
In a good way?
Well, yeah, in a fun way.
Yeah. In a fun way. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are touring with Foghat?
We're doing quite a few shows with Foghat. Yeah, we've had, over the last year and a half, probably 20 shows with Foghat.
Oh, nice. So you guys get along. I love Roger Earl. Roger and Foghat played our toy drive a couple of years ago.
Roger's a great guy, man. Still out there doing it, banging on those drums.
Yeah. Now, when did it all start for you? Were you a backup singer with Elvin Bishop, right?
Well, I joined the Elvin Bishop Band in 1975 as sort of just an all-around singer. Some background vocals, some duets with Elvin.
It's just funny to think of you as someone who's like a background singer with your voice, you know? Like, it didn't take long for you to go from there to Fooled Around and Fell in Love. And that song, was that one of those, we're at the end of the album, we need one more song? And I think you remembered that Elvin was like noodling around with this idea, Fooled Around and Fell in Love, right?
That was exactly it. You know, I mentioned to Elman about Fooled Around, which he had played for me a couple of years earlier, kind of a rough version of it, and it stuck in my head. I thought it was pretty cute, you know, kind of had a real interesting hook to it. So I mentioned it to him, and he said, oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. And so we kind of worked it up real quick and played it for Bill Simzik, the producer, and Simzik loved it, and he said, let's cut it. That's it. That sounds great. And we cut the track, and figured out that that wasn't quite suited for Elvin's voice, so we decided that I would sing it, and we felt at the time that we kind of had something magical, and boy, did we know it.
That's not one of those songs that you have to hear five times for it to kind of settle in. You hear that the very first time, your voice on top of that music, it's like there's something that penetrates.
You know, most of the big hits that I've had over the years, the one thing they all seem to have in common is an intro that sort of grabs you right from the get-go. You know, like the intro to Jane.
I was just going to say Jane.
Yeah. You know, We Built This City opening with the, you know, the a cappella chorus. And, you know, Sarah opens with that kind of haunting harmonica sound. And so they all kind of have that in common.
We're talking to Mickey Thomas with Starship, playing with Foghat at the Hanover Theater for Performing Arts in Worcester, Mass. Tomorrow. We Built This City. That was not a song written for you guys, right? Bernie Taupin wrote that for Elton John.
Well, Bernie and Martin Page wrote it together. Martin was a good friend of mine. Yeah, and, you know, Elton wasn't going to do it, so they started shopping it around. They gave it to Hart. They sent Hart that one and a song called These Dreams. And Hart decided to cut These Dreams. And then I heard both those songs, and I thought, well, I kind of like We Built This City because I love the lyric and the verse more than anything. That was what attracted me to it.
I just love the tribute to radio, and, you know, I love your voice on it and the chorus, and it's a fun song. People like to joke. They say it's the most hated song. Well, if it's the most hated, people love to hate it because it's still around and people still listen to it.
Well, it's a polarizing song, I guess. And it's actually, to me, it feels like it's two songs in one. You know, you have the one song, which is the kind of big, anthemic, sing-along pop chorus. And then you have another song, which is the verses, the lyric, where every verse of the song seems to tackle a different subject matter. And I think sometimes people miss that part of it because they don't get past the chorus to really take the time to dig into those verses and what's going on there lyrically and the complexity of the verses.
Did they send These Dreams to you as well?
Yeah. I thought it was really cool. I just, like I said, lyrically, I liked We Built This City. Oddly enough, I sang background vocals on These Dreams for Hart.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, you know what? Those guys were brilliant, because if you think about it, at that time, between Hart and you guys, I mean, those were the two of the top vocals in rock.
I think we were nominated for a Grammy the same year. We Built the City was nominated, and one of the songs that was our competition was What About Love from Heart, and which I also sang background vocals.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and Heart, I think Heart won, beat us out that year for the Grammy.
You're like, damn it, I shouldn't have done those background vocals.
Yeah, I know, exactly, right.
Mickey Thomas, singer of Starship, playing with Foghat tomorrow at the Hanover Theater for Performing Arts, Worcester, Mass.
Yeah.
What age did you know you had a gift? Because some people can sing, but then there are people who are born with a gift, and you're one of those people.
I didn't realize that, you know, I was singing initially just for fun, you know, to try to just emulate, you know, my idols and, you know, try to be like the Beatles. And when I was probably about 21 years old, I met this gospel singer named Gideon Daniels. And that's the person who really taught me how to sing, taught me about how to just really kind of tap into the emotional level of singing.
When I hear your voice, I'm completely connected to what you're saying. And that, you know, the emotion is like flowing through you. I think that what a lesson he gave you.
Thankfully.
Did you almost become a member of Van Halen when David Lee Roth left?
No, not Van Halen, but actually I was considered to be the singer in Toto when they were first getting the band together. But what happened in 1985, Chicago did ask me to join their band.
Is that when Peter Cetera left?
Yeah, I actually flew down to Los Angeles and had some meetings with the band. But at that point in time, I was right in the middle of making the Knee Deep in the Hoopla album.
Oh, man.
Which I was deeply invested in and was pretty excited about what we were doing with that record and had a really good feeling about how it was going to turn out. And so I had to politely refuse to go to Chicago at that point in time.
What a great decision, though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, because that album, just that Knee Deep in the Hoopla, is insane. It seems like Hollywood has a fascination because there is a thirst for the stories of these rock bands and the survival and the creating of the art and the craziness backstage and beyond to make these documentaries about bands. And I'm like, there's no better band to go farming for material than Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, Starship, Starship featuring Mickey Thomas. Has there been discussion of a documentary on you guys?
There's a documentary in the works on me.
Great.
About my life and my career. Oh, we have several hours in the can. There's more that we want to do. We're actually thinking about picking up in the next couple of weeks and shooting some interviews. We want to do some interviews with people. We're, you know, hoping to get Elvin Bishop and Peter Wolf, who produced the Knee Deep in the Hoopla album, and, you know, maybe get Grace, but, you know, Grace, she doesn't get out of the house.
How's she doing?
Well, she's doing okay, but, you know, physically not the greatest, so.
What a powerhouse that was, you and Grace Slick singing together.
Yeah, you know, it was. I remember the first time we sang together in the studio towards the end of the making of the Modern Times album, and she had been hanging out, you know, coming around the studio and just commenting about how much more fun we were having in the band than as opposed to when she left the band in 1978 amidst a lot of turmoil and chaos and fighting and people not getting along in the band. And then to come back and see that we were all, you know, having such a good time and laughing and having fun and creating good music. And she said, you guys are having a lot of fun. Do you need a female vocalist?
Go ahead. Let's audition you.
We sang Stranger together at the end of the making of that album, and that's when we discovered that our voices had a real chemistry and a real blend there, and that when the two of us sang together, it became more than 1 + 1 = 2.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now is, I think, the anthem of you two together. How did that come about?
Well, you know, that song I love the lyric. So we decided early on, you know, that we would kind of trade off singing the verses.
Yeah, that's one of those, if we took a couple songs from the 80s and put them in a time capsule, that song would have to be in there.
I would hope so. It became, obviously it was a big song, big MTV hit, and it has stood the test of time. You know, it keeps discovering, or new audiences keep discovering it. It has a life of its own.
So you grow up, you know, idolizing the Beatles in the 60s, and you're in Elvin Bishop by 1975. At some point, you know, not too far after that, you're, you know, backstage meeting all of these people that you grew up listening to. Do you remember, like, the first time you met one of your idols?
I loved Rod Stewart and the Faces. It was kind of my favorite rock and roll band ever. And I remember when I was in the Elvin Bishop band, I got a chance to meet Ronnie Wood backstage. And I think there may have been others, but that's the first rock star. He was a really cool guy, really nice, down to earth, real sweet.
Mickey Thomas, Starship, playing with Foghat Friday at the Hanover Theater for the Performing Arts in Worcester, Mass. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, man, you're very welcome. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun, you know, making that emotional connection that we talked about with the people.
And you are sounding better than ever. You're like fine wine that just keeps getting better. So whoever buys a ticket to this show Friday night's in for one hell of a treat, a night of great tunes.
You got it, man.
All right. Thank you, brother.
You bet. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
You too.
All right. Bye.